So, you saw through my trick, did you? But I didn't even see it coming. That's the man called D, eh?
What you did just now isn't all of it. But I saw the dead man's blade, as promised.
I get you. I thought about putting a little scare into you, but you're more than I can handle. But, I don't give up, D.
Kray's knife spun. It vanished, then reappeared.
Got a visitor.
A kid?
Yeah, I know. Be seeing you. Come on in.
On the other side of the doorway stood a boy who looked to be 7 or 8. In stark contrast to his thermal coat, worn through in numerous spots, the boy looked cultured. He stepped into the room without hesitation.
Thanks for coming. I'm Dee. Just kidding. That's him over there. He's my brother from another mother. You know what that means?
Yes, I know what it means. You're best friends, right?
That's right. Mr. D can be a hard one to deal with. He ain't the kind of hear requests too readily. Let me act as your go-between. You want to climb Mount Shilla, don't you?
Yes.
Care to tell us the situation?
Yes.
This man has nothing to do with me. Also, no one can accompany me. If you wish to climb the mountain, do so on your own.
But I can't do it all alone. My father went missing while climbing Mount Shilla last winter. During the winter, they couldn't send up a search party. And when they did launch one in the spring, half of them disappeared, just like my father. And they never did find him. Ever since, no one's gone up the mountain. Today, an uncle of mine who works in the town hall was good enough to tell me about you. I won't be in the way at all. I'll do whatever you say. I'll even search for my father by myself. Just bring me with you for the climb.
Were you born around here?
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm Lori, by the way.
Dee.
I'm Cray.
Dee gave him a hard look.
Oh, okay. See you around, Dee.